Welcome to Holy Family Sunday. What a glorious day to be able to celebrate this family that said yes to bringing Jesus Christ into our world. Simeon gives us the blessing of that beautiful God-given glory as he praised and thanked God for bringing Jesus to us. I want to propose to all of us that we are holy families as well. And I'll explain as I go. Because we're all in this together, working hard together. And look at, just reflect a little bit on Mary and Joseph and their lives as they pursued bringing Jesus into this world. Here you have a 13-year-old girl who an angel appears to and says, "You're going to have a child." I just cannot imagine everything that was going through her mind, but what did she do? She said yes. Joseph, reluctant totally from the beginning, the angel came to him and said, "Joseph, take her as your wife." And he said yes. I would think that when they said those yeses to the angel, they didn't really fully understand what they were saying yes to. Because think about what they went through from that point forward. Caesar Augustus says, "We're going to do a census. Joseph is from Bethlehem." They got to walk from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Sherry and I had the opportunity this past March to go to the Holy Land and visit that area. And what one of the things that really impressed me was the vastness of the territory, the dangerous territory. It's mountainous. It's rocky. It's not easy to get through in any form. They had to walk it. They say a healthy human person can do it in about 7 days. Well, how many days did it take a 9-month pregnant mom on a donkey being led by Joseph? They did it. They get to Bethlehem, and they have no place. But they did it. God was with them and led them through it all the way. And then Joseph gets another message from that angel, which he probably didn't want to have come to him again, but he did. And Joseph said yes. And he said, "You need to take your family to Egypt because Herod is going to murder all the children under the age of 2. We celebrated that feast this past week of the Holy Innocents. 30 days walk from Bethlehem to Egypt with a baby. And then a few years later, the angel comes back and says, "Hey, you got to go back. Come back to Nazareth." So were they in conflict? Were they in constant struggle? Did they know anybody in Egypt? I mean, just think about all the things that go on with all of those travels. Then they come home, and as Luke's gospel ends, Jesus became stronger in God and wisdom and strength. But we don't hear about the details. The last time we hear about Jesus is when he's about 13, when he was found in the temple by mom and dad. And then his ministry began about 17 to 20 years later. What happened in that 17 to 20 years? Well, I beg that we and they live their lives. What is the presentation of Jesus about? It is about Joseph and Mary leading a life as good Jewish, faithful men and women. And they brought Jesus according to the law to be presented. They lived a very holy, fulfilling life as Jewish family could in those days. Now, you think about it, and I think a lot of times I've had that image of, oh, they must have been just glorious and wonderful, and they're in this wonderful house, and the white picket fence, and everything was great. But I would say that that wasn't the case. Why? Well, Herod, king, died, next king. They're under Roman rule. They're suppressed. They're constantly on guard. Think about Joseph. Every time he saw a Roman soldier, do you think he thought, "They're coming after my son"? The pressure that had to be on them, the tenseness that he had to live within, had to be pretty overwhelming at times. But they had Jesus. They had Jesus in the center of their lives. They had God. What that meant was they put God first. That's where I think we parallel. One, you are all here today, which is a great sign that you are a holy family as well. Jesus Christ gave us this church, and in this church we have seven beautiful sacraments. Those sacraments put God in the center of our heart every time we receive the sacraments. Starting with our baptism. When we are baptized, God places a mark on us that cannot be erased, cannot be removed, and it's with you forever. And every time you receive a sacrament, He is coming closer and closer and closer to us. That's why we come every Sunday and receive Jesus in the Eucharist. Marriage is a beautiful sacrament. It is man and woman who say yes to God and bring God into their lives to be married, unified as one with God. We're struggling today in this culture that we're in right now. How do we fight what's going on in the culture right now? It is participating and strengthening our own selves so we can be the example to others. Yesterday, I'm reading the Wall Street Journal online, and there's an article in there about what's happening this weekend in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is setting up extra booths in the airport to deliver marriage licenses. They expect 2,000 folks to come and have a marriage. And guess who the celebrant is over the marriage? Elvis Presley. How about that? How do we get back to knowing we need to be in church to receive that sacrament? God's here, He wants us here, and we do this in front of Him. Now, I ask all of you, we all know family members, we all know friends who are not here, who are not participating. Let's pray for them that they return to this altar. Amen.